Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Good morning. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations that discuss issues and solutions concerning the Black community. Presents Black Urban America. If you're listening through laptop, if you have a comment or a question, you may call 516-531-9540. That's 516-531-9540. If you need hand sanitizers, you can place an order through me, and my name is Kenny Jones, at 404-482-4804. If you need hand sanitizer, you can place an order through me at 404-482-4804. Also, on June 7th, 2020, Men of Valor and Men Less Talk will be conducting a panel of intellectual brothers that will be exploring various issues. More information will be provided next week about the panel, who will be on the panel. Again, on June 7th, 2020, Men of Valor and Men Less Talk will be conducting a panel of intellectual brothers that will be exploring very issue. More information will be provided next week about the panel. I haven't did a morning show in a couple of years, and I'm doing this morning show just to test out the bugs. Already found one bug and everything. And now let's go on to some hot topics. How about Joe Biden? Joe Biden and Charlemagne the God from the Breakfast Club was interviewing Joe Biden, presidential candidate for 2020. And Charlemagne asked him a couple of questions in reference to the Black agenda, and Joe Biden told Charlemagne that he wasn't Black enough. Like, how dare any white individual in the world, not just the United States of America, to tell anyone that they're not Black enough because either they want to vote another party or vote for another candidate. Joe Biden, newsflash, the Democratic Party, as well as the Republican Party, has not been a friend to the Black man in America. And I've been saying this for the last, since I've been coming on the air, the Democratic Party takes the Black vote for granted. Let me repeat this. The Democratic Party takes the Black vote for granted, and the Republican Party doesn't even care to even discuss the Black agenda. And let me tell you about, tell you. Brothers and sisters, there are politicians, business owners, educators, law enforcement, and any other field in America needs to come together and develop a Black agenda. I've been saying this since the Bush years, personally. Well, I've been saying this for a couple of decades. Black Americans need their own agenda. Our issues are different from other culture issues. Other cultures are not being victim are police shootings. Other cultures don't live in communities that are undeveloped. Other cultures in America do not, I repeat, do not have the same issues as other cultures. Schools, most schools in our communities across this nation are not teaching appropriate curriculum to our children. It's as simple as that. I'm going to say this again. Most educational systems in the United States are not teaching our children the appropriate curriculum that they need to have in order to become successful and independent. I was reading an excerpt at check this. Yesterday morning, I listened to Nuri Muhammad, and a couple of years ago, he was giving a lecture in North Philadelphia. And he said him and a few brothers, they were advertising the lecture, and they asking many young black men between 16 and 30, what are their goals? What are their aims? What are their purposes? He said none of them. And I used to work in North Philly years ago. None of them don't even know what their goals are, what their purposes in life are. And if you go to any kindergarten class across this country, ask a young black boy, what do they want to become when they become an adult? They have a response. They have a response. Oh, they want to be a police officer. They want to be a fireman. They want to be a teacher. What happened between the age of 5 and 16 between black boys? You need to read the series by Kwanzaa Kujufu back in the 80s. He wrote a beautiful series. And it's all connected. The educational system, the economic system, and the black family are failing our black boys. They are. And he wrote a series of conspiracy to keep the black boys down. That's not the actual title, but it was along those lines. And all three of these systems, the family system, the economic system, as well as the education system, need to come together and see what is the appropriate curriculum. So when he's 5 years old, he could continue that thinking process in the adolescent stage of development and young adulthood and pursue those dreams. Nuri Muhammad said, and like it caught me, he said, the teachers in the black community don't teach, they're dream snatchers. And then it's piled on. Is piled on by series of medication. Now, yes, there are some kids that need medication. I'm not going to say that. But come on. And the special educational system is committing a crime on a daily basis in the inner cities. If we still have them. So think about that, the criminal. Democratic Party in the local communities. We know what how the Republican Party feel, which is the old Southern white Democrats of the early 60s. We know how they feel about us. And black folks, you have a duty. You have a duty to address these issues. And I don't care if you live in diverse neighborhoods. When you get up in the morning and you look in that mirror, what do you see? Let's take a page out of, say, the Jews. Let's take a page out of Asian communities. I don't care how far we get. We have an obligation. An obligation. To throw the rope back, I don't care if it's one person, to assist our brothers and sisters that are struggling in the United States of America. Next hot topic. Now, over last week, I saw on Facebook a new trend in men's fashion. And it's not only for transsexuals, it's not for transvestite, it's for all men, heterosexual. They are making dresses and skirts for black young men. Now, I don't know how much of a trend this is, but what is the message? Now, they're already messing with us in the educational system. They're already messing with us in the criminal justice system. They're already messing with us in the financial system. Now, they're going to have black men that don't live an alternative lifestyle, that are heterosexuals, wearing dresses. I don't understand that. I really don't. If somebody can help me tomorrow night, that's when the show come on. Black Urban America come on Tuesday evenings at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number again for call-ins is 516-531-9540. That's 516-531-9540. Also, if you need hand sanitizers, you could place an order through me at 404-482-4805. Tomorrow night, I will be buying the website. Again, if you need hand sanitizers, you can place an order through me at 404-482-4804. Why are they always feminizing the black man? They either killing us or trying to change our thinking process. Okay, with that, I want to thank anyone that are listening this morning at on the Hot Topic Show. And again, Black Urban America tomorrow night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow night, Fallon on, and we'll be co-hosting the show. And we did not have a topic for tomorrow night. But however, by tomorrow morning, you know, by the time I put this on Facebook and social media, we'll have a topic for tomorrow night. Again, as always, I am because we are. We are because I am. Everyone, have a nice day with your family.